You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk about fragrances right now.
Oh, aromaticness.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just me, but I've kind of noticed over the last couple of weeks. No, like a lot of companies are starting to bring out fragrances.
Okay, phew. I thought, because I mean, the Ugg boots that I've been wearing, danger when there's moisture around, and I thought potentially that there was a problem.
You are wearing Ugg boots,
I am, yeah.
And well, there is a problem, but I was going to bring that off air.
Because, you know, obviously there can be scents, there can be an aromatic nature to such footwear, and I thought that potentially I was going to get called out. But it's lovely to know that it's all fine. Yeah. It's all good.
Well, Simo, over the past couple of weeks, we've talked about Shane Warne, the famous cricketer, is bringing out a cologne.
Yeah, he's brewing it himself in his very own distillery.
Which always makes me giggle.
Very weird.
The fact that Shane Warne owns a distillery. Also, VB, the famous Aussie beer, has announced that they are bringing out a cologne.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And now, Simo, we can add to that the wonderful scent of Arnott's Pizza Shapes.
Ooh.
Apparently, okay. This hasn't been released yet, but apparently in the works, the company teased on their Instagram overnight the fact that there is potentially an Arnott's Pizza Shapes fragrance in the works.
Wow. You'd be a very salty human, I assume, because it'd be, yeah, you'd be the friend to dogs everywhere because they'd be able to, smell it. You'd go for a walk through the park and people walking their dogs would just be like, you'd get swamped.
I just hope Pedigree don't bring out a cologne, otherwise then we'd really be in trouble. No, but I don't think, because if you look at the VB cologne, the cologne, it actually smells nice. It doesn't smell of VB.
Right, okay.
Similar with the Warney cologne, it doesn't smell of Warney.
it doesn't smell like the King of Spin.
So I'm kind of guessing that this Arnott's Pizza Shapes cologne won't smell exactly like Pizza Shapes. Maybe similar, but something nicer.
It is a food stuff, so it is ballpark.
Yeah.
It is one of the five senses, as they say. So which flavour would you do? Would you choose the out of all of the shapes ones, you would go the pizza?
I'd go the pizza. Yeah, pizza or barbecue.
It's pretty traditional, hey?
I mean, the pizza or barbecue, and then I don't even know the rest of the shapes. Like savoury, it's like, go away.
Oh, the chicken vibe one.
Ones are all right.
That's quite a nice time.
But Simo, this got me thinking. So this is, what, three Australian icons now that have said that they are releasing fragrances.
Hold up. Three Australian icons. Actually, you are bang on. I was just checking.
Yeah.
Shane Warne.
Have a little bit of trust in me, Simo. Shane Warne is an Aussie icon. VB is an Aussie icon. Arnott's Pizza Shapes are an Aussie icon.
Right.
Simo, what do you reckon would be next? I've had a couple of thoughts, but just I want
Well, anything. Vegemite would have to be next, wouldn't it?
Vegemite was the first one that I thought
of. Yeah, that would be the next scent to hit your stocks.
Vegemite. I hope Vegemite brings out a cologne.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And then, Simo, I'm not sure if I would wear it, but the other one that I had thought of.
Yeah.
Safe to say not universally loved. But I think certainly an Aussie icon, whether right or wrong, a Pauline Hanson cologne.
Oh, hell. I saw that somehow she got more news coverage this week. What? I don't even want to know. Oh, yuck.
Simo, not a fan of the Pauline Hanson cologne?
That seems terrible. Because you know how, okay, this is, all right, I'm going to get angry letters.
Simo's getting political.
No. So, the older female.
Yeah.
Right? Will sometimes, like my nana, for instance, Morning Shirley, will sometimes wear too much perfume, would you say?
I was talking to someone about this in the office just the other day, one of my old English teachers, lovely woman, but you could smell her before you saw her coming.
That's right. So if you then have also purchased a Pauline Hanson aromatic perfume. You lather it on as much as you lather on as much perfume as my nana. I think you're going to clear the car park. You're going to clear the supermarkets will actually be empty and everyone will be wearing masks for a whole nother reason.
Look, I'm not suggesting the Pauline Hanson cologne will sell well, but it's an option.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan right here with you for your Friday. It's your weekend eve.
And Simo, if I was to say scurvy to you, this illness.
Yes.
Who's the first person through history that you would pop up that, you know, is well known for having scurvy, I guess?
Captain Barbossa from Pirates of the Caribbean, maybe?
Yeah.
He's always eating apples, and I know that you need fruit, don't you, in order to not get scurvy?
Yeah, so probably not him.
Yeah, well, that's why he eats the apple all the time. Yeah. Keep the scurvy away.
But Simo, you are right. It's normally an illness that's kind of associated with...
Pirates.
Pirates back in the day, yeah, Captain Cook, that sort of
very
thing.
Very odd.
People that had to travel around the world for months and months and months not having any fresh fruit or veg. And that's how you get scurvy, by not having enough vitamin C.
It is, unfortunately for scurvy as well, it is a fun word to say.
It really is.
I don't know what it is. There's just nothing. Is there anything that, I mean, there's stuff that probably rhymes with scurvy, but it's just so fun to say.
Scurvy.
Like, there's the C involved, there's a V and a Y and a U. It's just all there.
Huh? You know what Simo does on his Saturday nights?
It's almost...
Just has a late night saying scurvy all night.
It's just slightly better than saying curvy. Ooh, see how fun it is to say?
See that curvy woman? She's got scurvy. So you can combine them.
Yeah, well, I think anyone that looks healthy and attractive, Jordan, probably has their fair share of vitamin C, which is keeping the scurvy away.
Well, Simo, you say that, but someone who does look healthy and attractive has revealed overnight that they had scurvy during their uni days. It's a famous singer.
Right.
Simo, it's this guy.
Is that a stretch to say that he's healthy looking and attractive?
Well, I mean, personally, James, I don't find him attractive, but, you know.
James Blunt.
I'm sure there are many people that do. Yeah, James Blunt, the UK singer, revealed overnight that during his university days, he actually got scurvy.
Oh, wow. Okay, yep.
Because he decided to annoy the vegans and vegetarians in his class. He would eat an all-meat diet that consisted of mincemeat, chicken and mayonnaise.
Oh, what?
For 2 months, and that is all he ate.
That's revolting.
Number one, you're a uni student. How can you afford that stuff? That's quite expensive. And number two...
What? This is why British dental health is always at the forefront of their cabinet meetings, I imagine. We've got to get more variety into people's diets. They're just eating mince and chicken.
And mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's it. Just to soften it up. Just to give it a bit of texture, make it easier to slide down the old hatch.
So he did this for up to 2 months, was feeling unwell, went to the doctors, who told him that, yes, you have to eat more fruit and vegetables, more vitamin C, because you do have scurvy. So,
are you a vitamin man?
Vitamin.
I'm a vitamin.
Okay, vitamin C.
Are you a vitamin? Okay.
I haven't put too much thought into it, to be honest.
Also, yeah, I'm saying goodbye, my carrots. Goodbye, my lettuce. You have never been the one.
Goodbye for 2 months until the doctor says that I have to eat you again.
Ah, dear. James Blunt, what a man.
But Simo, yeah, the doctor did tell him he had to have more vitamin C in his life.
Hmm.
So he then decided to, in order to readdress the balance.
Oh, he went hard, did he?
He drank up to a litre of orange juice every night. and that caused him to develop acid reflux.
Mate, that bloke is a no-hoper.
I'm glad that James Blunt is a singer and not like a nutritionalist.
Yeah.
Because judging by this, it wouldn't end well.
Yeah. He's a nutritionalist. Is that a musician / someone that's really into nutrition? Because it's a nutritionist.
I have a friend at school, a friend from school who has grown up to become a nutritionalist.
Oh, really? Very good with a trumpet and his apples.
No, he's terrible with a trumpet.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And we're going to move quickly through this one.
Okay.
Actually, it is Usain Bolt's birthday today.
Oh, is it?
I wonder if he could go as quick as this guy.
Well, big happy birthday to Usain.
Kevin Nix is this guy's name.
Just judging from name alone, if you were at a 100-metre running race between Usain Bolt and Kevin Nix, no offence to Kevin, but I think Usain's got you covered.
Hey, Kevin...
To be fair, Usain's got everyone in the world covered, though.
Yeah. Well, Usain Bolt, very fast, lightning bolt, thunder. Yeah. But Nick off, you know, he's hard to catch thieves, Jordan.
I'd still take Bolt over Nix.
It's fair. So Kevin Nix, I never said it was a running race. He has got himself...
Kevin Nix is in a Ferrari. He still probably would back Usain.
He set himself... Well, Kevin Nix is 55 years of age, so he's got the graying hair, he's got a bit of the George Clooney, but he's British, so he's got bad dental.
Okay, yeah.
So he set a new speed record after clocking, around 65 kilometres per hour on the back of his wheelbarrow.
Whoa.
Yeah, boy.
So he wasn't in the wheelbarrow, he was behind it pushing it.
You can see the
65
setup.
65 kilometres.
You can see the setup there. He's kind of got like a, you know, those Segways?
Oh, yeah, so they're...
It's almost like a Segway, but without any handles, and all he has in front of him is the motorized wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... It's a bizarre one.
He's got the full-on kind of, like, Evel Knievel leathers as well.
So is he broken? Is this a Guinness World Record?
It is indeed.
For the fastest speed travelled with a wheelbarrow, I guess?
He's called it the Barrow of Speed.
Good name.
He reckons he can go even faster when Guinness World Records representatives come to verify the accolade in 6 weeks' time.
Simo, I can't help but feel safety perhaps an issue.
Yep.
I mean, he's travelling at 65 kilometres an hour behind a wheelbarrow.
That's right.
Doesn't look the safest thing.
It's a bit like bobsledding, really, isn't it? Just without other humans. If you filled up the wheelbarrow, that's a lot of gravel you can move.
Yeah. But what are the brakes like? It's like, all right, we just have to go down the street to number 55 and then just goes flying at 65 miles an hour past them.
Oh, there's no brakes involved. I think he eventually just hits an uphill and then he slows down.
He certainly hits something and then slows down.
So he goes on to say, I'm here with people who do over 250 kilometres an hour on motorbikes and they've all said this machine is insane.
that's all the clues I need to not get behind this wheelbarrow.
You know how there's always people that say there's bikies and there's bikers and then there's cyclists?
Mm-hmm.
You can always tell the difference, especially with, like, the get-up as well, because, you know, your bikies, they've kind of a bit of rough and tumble. They've got, like, anchors and mum love heart tattoos on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got my dad he'd be like a biker, if you like, because he's got a Harley Davidson, but then he still wears, like, a white-collared shirt to work by 9 o'clock the next day. Then you got your cyclists who are just... full out in Lycra.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Kevin Nix, who's like...
He's in a category all by himself.
It's like, what are you doing there, mate? You got overalls on?
Simo and Jordan.
And the greatest heist of all time has occurred.
It's a big, big call.
Woo! Ocean's 11 ain't got nothing on this.
Does Ocean's 12 have anything on this?
Ocean's 12 didn't have anything on Ocean's 11, so they added an extra member and they went downhill.
There was an Ocean's 13 as well, wasn't
there? Yes, there was.
Was that? Do we speak about that or no?
Look, in all honesty, I actually really love those films.
Mm.
So a safe containing over ¥1 million in cash was stolen from a ninja museum overnight.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack there.
All right, go ahead.
Number one, ninja museum.
Yeah, pretty good.
Is the museum based on
ninjas?
Ninjas?
Yeah, so the Ninja Museum is a dedicated history of the famous ninja during the feudal era in Japan.
But Simo, isn't one of the things about the ninja, maybe this is just what I've learned from cartoons and it's not true.
No, it's all true. Cartoons are all real.
But isn't one of the things the fact that you can't see a ninja? Like, there could be a ninja in this studio with me and you.
That's right.
And we wouldn't be able to see it.
They actually walk into the museum and it's just an empty room.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, you walk into it, it's like, oh, I can't wait to go see some exhibits. And then it's just blank white walls. It's like... Yeah, no, that's it.
No, they'd all be black curtains. It'd all be really dark in there. You'd be like...
This is the ninja. You just can't see any of it. But trust me, it's here. It's very interesting.
You are very close to a ninja right now. Don't move. Don't even breathe.
Unless you want to steal ¥1 million from us. In which case... Go nuts, because it's happened.
Yeah, well, so the yen conversion, ¥1 million goes to about 10 grand, apparently.
Oh, 10 grand Australian dollars?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not as impressive, but still pretty impressive.
¥1 million is like, wow, they got a lot of money.
Mm.
But then 10 grand, you're like, right.
I think they probably get, whoever stole it perhaps gets more kudos from the fact that they stole it from a ninja museum.
and what do ninjas need with 10 grand in cash? Like, what are they?
I don't know, you never know.
So the covert agents of feudal Japan is what this museum was dedicated to, and also all the staff are still current ninjas.
Okay.
So, like, they're all trained in the ways of, you know, your martial arts, per se. So that's why I'm like, this is a ballsy theft.
Okay, just imagine the criminals kind of deciding which place they were going to rob money from.
Yeah.
So, okay, we could rob money from the dinosaur museum over here, which has lots of skeletons and has lots of money. Or we could rob it from the ninja museum over here, which is full of ninjas.
Yeah.
And in the scheme of things, doesn't have that much money.
So police were notified at about 1:30 in the morning.
It's an awkward phone call to make for the ninjas having to call the police.
Hello. Is this the police? Yes. I'm a ninja.
Yeah. Don't ask questions, but we are going to need your help.
The ninjas of Japan need your help.
We need
help.
Your handcuffs.
So a few minutes later, police found the entrance of the museum's office had been forced open with a tool believed to be a crowbar.
Crowbars defeat ninjas. That we have learnt today.
While the safe, usually located by the wall, was missing.
Right.
So they got away with not only 10 grand in yen cash, but also a pretty good-looking safe.
Yeah.
How do you not see that, though?
Well, it was a ninja safe. Maybe it was invisible.
Unless it was an inside job.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a ninja off.
Yeah, you're right. This story is already better than Ocean's 12.
How good is it? It's like, oh, there's going to be some swords whipped out in Japan over the weekend.
Please make a movie about this.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, our show for this Friday, it's kind of sadly almost done and dusted, which means it's pretty much the end of the week.
How quick did that go, by the way?
Time does fly when you're having fun. But Simo, it is now time to look back on the week that was with Rachel G from Admin as she opens up her Dear Diary.
Whoa, what a crazy week it's been with Simo and Jordan. I think I need a minute just to compose myself. Ah, that's better. Jordan kicked off this crazy week by offering Simo some lion poo.
You look like you need a small jar of lion poo in your life.
What?
I gotta be honest, that's what I'm sensing your kind of, you know, sixth sense sort of thing.
What am I missing in my life?
I'm just feeling that you need a jar of lion poo.
Lion?
Yeah.
As in Roar, Mufasa, Simba, Lion King, the circle of life.
What other lion were you going to go for?
Jordan had some interaction with David Hasselhoff, sort of.
Hang on, I'll read you the message I sent to David Hasselhoff as well, just quickly.
Yep.
Hey, Hoff.
Yeah.
Your hair looks amazing this morning. How do I get Hoff hair here in Australia? Simo.
Yes?
David Hasselhoff has not replied to my message, but... I can see that he has seen it.
Oh, my God.
So he's left me on scene. He's seen that he hasn't replied.
He's left you on red.
Simo found a new dating app with a difference.
Each day the app presents you with 5 fellow dog lovers to choose from and will even suggest dog-friendly dates to go on.
Oh, here it is. I found it now.
There you go. Oh, did you? So good. All right. So if you have a dog that doesn't get along with others, apparently you can filter the search to people without dogs. So if you're not a dog lover, you can...
That's me.
Yeah, you can go on there and specify that you're on a dog dating app and don't want any dogs involved. Also...
I'd probably question why you're on this app when there's 1,000 others.
There's a conversation starter for you. Straight away.
It could also be a conversation ender.
The boys tried to brainwash kids.
You've now come to believe your own lie. Go on.
Well, Simo, as much as I hate being the bearer of bad news I am the good news bringer on this show, Simo, I'm afraid
kids,
that I...
this is brainwashing at its finest. Don't brainwash yourself.
Complete side note, kids, send me $10.
No. Simo talked about a restaurant with an unusual marketing ploy.
If I booked to go there, right, with my parents, I reckon Mum would probably take us through the drive-thru at Macca's out of principle, like after seeing the front doors. Be like, right, McFlurry's all around.
So, I don't want to judge, but if a restaurant starts weighing people on entry, you're probably not going to have to book.
Simo made the noise he makes if he slightly loses his balance.
Whoa.
Before Simo accused Jordan of going to Japan to lurk in bushes outside public toilets. What the f***?
That's even weirder, Jordan, if you're in the park, in the bushes, watching, waiting.
I'm not in the bushes. Standing opposite.
Just waiting.
Just casually on my phone. Just wait. I'm not lurking in the bushes waiting for someone to wander into public toilets.
Just lurking.
What do you think I am?
Just waiting. Just like, I'm not sure if I want to go in there.
I've spent $1,000 to get on flights to get to Tokyo. And instead of seeing the sights, I'm going to lurk outside a public toilet in the bushes. Yeah.
Best keep an eye out for Jordan if you're looking for a toilet in the Yoyogi Haru no Ogawa. Best keep an eye out for Jordan if you're in Japan. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
Ah, so enjoyable. Such a good week.
Yeah, it was a fun week.
So fun.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember... don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.